Thank you. tell anyone that because we have plenty more. That's right. As a matter of fact, we have a nice big long show set up for you tonight. Yeah. It's going to include our entire career, so be very patient. You'll probably hear the song or songs that you came to hear. And as a matter of fact, we're going to play some from a new album called Oh Christmas 3, our Christmas album. And we'll play a few songs from there. But for now, we're going to play one from Chicago 7.
Thank you. So last October, October of 2010, we had a hole in our schedule of about 3 weeks that we created between tours, and we called our friend, producer Phil Ramone, and we said, we're gonna do kind of a pop, happy, uplifting holiday album. Will you produce it for us? He said, well, yeah, man. So we met him in Memphis, and we cut this album in 18 days. It was so much fun. We'd like to share something with you now. So here's one of my favorite songs. from the Christmas album.
For the last couple of years, we have partnered with the American Cancer Society in the hopes to prevent and wipe out breast cancer forever. And in that regard, we have had a contest at every town that we go in. And the way you participate is you go to our website, chicagotheband.com. And right on the front page, you see a pink banner that says, Sing with Chicago. You click on that banner, and it takes you to all the dates that we're playing. So the dates that you decide that you want to buy tickets for, you can start putting up money toward the contest. And the winner, the highest bidder, gets to come up on stage and sing with the band if you leave me now. Okay, so anybody, any takers? I know it's too late, we already have a winner. And the winner tonight is that young lady who opened up for us earlier, and she just sang Wonderful Christmas Time with us, Isabella Madden. And she's going to come out and sing with us tonight. All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm not.
Jason Schiff. Extraordinary vocal on the bass. He held vocals in his own. The founding member of Chicago Fifth Woodwinds, Walt Marazina. And the brains of the band, of the horn section especially. On trumpet, flugelhorn, and the occasional lead vocal, Lee Lockney. On trombone, we have Nick Lane. It's a very strange person to decide to play trombone. He knows it. On incredible lead vocals and keyboards, Mr. Lou Pargee. On the drums, Tris Imboden. And on percussion, we have Drew Hester. Every time I forget to do this, my name is Robert Lamb. Yeah. So thanks to Lee Lockney and some of his friends, we've become very media savvy, social media savvy. So we are Facebook, we are Twitter, we are ChicagoTheBand.com, and we are YouTube channel. Chicago One. Chicago the Band One. That's our channel. And there's a video of the Rock Around the Christmas Tree. It's been playing and getting a lot of hits, so we invite you to join us either on YouTube or on Twitter or on Facebook or on Chicago the Band. And if you go on Chicago the Band, you'll see that there's a store. Because we're like every other band, we don't have a record company, we have a website. That's a good deal. By the way, is this a school? Is this a school? Are there a lot of people in the education business here in the audience? You guys are a blessing. Yeah, so visit the store. We have hats. We have t-shirts. We have tote bags. We have pen and pencil sets. And we broke the pencil sharpener in the dressing room, so guess we better get pencil sharpeners. We also have office chairs. I kid you not. All this stuff has logos on it, the Chicago logo. And I'll make this offer to you because it's so close to Christmas. If you go to our store and you don't see what you want, tell us about it. We'll put a logo on it. So here's something from the very first Chicago album.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Steve Player, for those of you who do not know. That was a very big hit in Europe and all the dance clubs. So we thought you might like it as well. What did you think? Takes the breath out of us, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, we're going to continue with another song that has, over the years, acquired two different audiences. And one of them was married to it, and another one was conceived by it. Check it out.